the snowflakes fall as winter comes, and time just seems to fly.
Folks, that was one of my all-time favorite singers, Mr. Johnny Horton, leading us into this segment. And this segment is brought to us by AGM Global Vision, maker of the Rattler and the Adder thermal scopes that I use, Kubi's Wild Game Processing, and Kubi's Restaurant in Dallas, and Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, friends, this is Luke. We have a little time in today's show for me to visit with you, and I want to share some information that might help you if you're ever contemplating a trip up into Canada to go fishing. Now, I've been up to Canada several times in the past, 6 or 7 years, something like that, and I've learned a little bit about how to make the arrangements and the plans, but let's talk about planning your first trip to a fly-in lake up in northern Saskatchewan. That's where I always go, is up in Saskatchewan. It's got everything I'm looking for. It's just, it's a wonderland up there for the outdoors. But, you know, the logistics, I've written a lot about this in magazines and then also in my newspaper column each week. The logistics tricks some people up. But basically, you know, what you're going to do, you're going to need to get a round-trip ticket to Saskatoon. You know, that's a hub up there. And from Saskatoon, you can make your arrangements where you're going. That's a general rule. Now, there might be other options and different places to fly into, but that's, as a general rule, that's a hub up there, Saskatoon in Saskatchewan. So you'll, first, obviously, you've got to have airline tickets to get you there and back. That's going to cost whatever, $800,000, I don't know. Just a rule of thumb, but that's a factor that you need to deal with. Now, when you're thinking about fishing camps, well, most of them include the float plane in and out with the package. Most of the costs are, you know, most of the camps include that. So, for instance, we'll be going up in 2 weeks to Esquatican Lake Lodge, which is up northern Saskatchewan. Bryce Liddell owns it. I fished there several times. It's an awesome place to go. It's a do-it-yourself type camp. Now, to get there, the best way is to fly into Saskatoon, rent a car, and drive about 5 hours north. And then once you get to Stanley Mission area there, it's that's for the headquarters for the float planes and all. Once you get up that far, you park your car, spend the night there at a nice cabin, get up the next morning, jump in your float plane, and 25 minutes later, you're at a very remote, awesome place to fish, Esquatican Lake Lodge. So, and in this camp, it's more of a do-it-yourself camp, Esquatican Lake Lodge is. So, you know, you buy your groceries there in Saskatoon, load them all up, and take them with you. In other words, you do your own cooking. But once you get there, the cabin, nice cabins furnished, fish cleaning is part of the package, boat, motor, fuel, all that is there, and then you actually fish on your own, use your own gear. Now, that, the first time I went up, I remember asking Bryce, well, you know, I hadn't been up there very much. I said, what about getting lost up in the Canadian wilds? And he said, you're not going to get lost on the Squatican Lake Lodge, Squatican Lake, let's say. And for good reason, there's an inlet. I think the Swift River is the Rapid River. That's the name of it. Up on the inflow, and then the airplane falls way down. I don't know, 5 miles or so down the lake is where you is the outfall for the thing. Of course, there's little bays and pockets off the main lake, but the island is kind of where the lodge is kind of located in the middle of things, so you can't get lost. You might get turned around an little island or something, but basically it's easy to fish on your own. And the folks there give you some tips where to go, you know, what baits to use before you ever leave home. Now, remember, your outfitter is a key component to one of these trips. You want to visit with your outfitter way before you go, and he'll give you all kind of tips as far as what you need to bring and, you know, things that will help you while you're there. Now, there are other type lodges, too, full-service lodges with guides. You can go to some places like that that have guides, and there you just jump in the boat. They go take you where the fish are, and you go catch the fish. So I thought that might help you a little bit. Now, if you're planning a trip, I'll tell you something else that'll help you is a website, Tourism Saskatchewan. TourismSaskatchewan.com is the website. That will help you tremendously. You can go there, and a lot of information is there, and also phone numbers if you want to call. It's their business to make, to get information out for traveling fishermen or people that want to come up there for other reasons, enjoy the outdoors or just get away, you know. So hopefully that'll help you. If you have any questions for me or if I could help you plan a trip up there, your first trip, feel free to contact me through the website, catfishradio.org. Folks, that'll wrap it up for this week. I hope you've enjoyed our show. We've had some interesting guests. We talked about a lot of different topics like we always try to do, cover the gamut. I didn't cover outdoor cooking this week, but I promise to get you a good recipe next week. Be safe in the outdoors, and I hope you can find some time to get away and go fishing or camping or just get away and enjoy the great outdoors, folks. And I'll be right back here with you next week. Folks, that about wraps our show up for this week. I've enjoyed being with you, and I hope you had a good time, too. This segment was made possible by AGM Global Vision, maker of the Rattler and the Adder, two awesome thermal scopes that I use for all my night hunting. Check out AGM, all the products that they have there online, agmglobalvision.com. And folks, we're also brought to you by the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in southeast Oklahoma, located about, 45 minutes west of Hugo, Oklahoma, owned by the Choctaw Nation. It's about 45,000 acres of awesome mountain, country, hills, valleys, loaded with game, lots of eastern turkey, and they do eastern turkey hunts if you're looking for a spot to hunt turkey in the spring. Also, I want to remind you about the Seneca 50 caliber Dragon Claw that shoots bullets and pellets. And by pellets, I'm talking about 210 grain lead, chunks of lead. It's a big bore air gun that I use. Check out the Seneca Dragon Claw there at pyramidair.com.